hewn from the finest English oak, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast with a heart of gold. He almost beat the sun in a staring contest. Almost. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us at the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. It's wonderful to have you with us today. And when I say it's wonderful to have you with us, there isn't much else wonderful about the day. For Arizona, it is completely miserable. It's cold, it's cloudy, and it's going to be rainy tomorrow and even colder. And so when we join our podcast engineer, you're going to sense a certain attitude, and please try to forgive him, because this is not easy for any of us Arizonans to put up with. Anyway, we're here to help you feel really, really confident about your impending transition to Medicare, if you have one coming up. Otherwise, we're just here to entertain you and to flop around like trained seals for your amusement. But if you have a Medicare happening in your future, then you're going to probably need to learn a little bit more about Medicare so you can make the right decisions. And not that there are that many, but it is important not to make a mistake. So what you want to do is go to Amazon.com, and sometime in the near future, I hope, BarnesandNoble.com, to purchase a copy of Medicare for the Lazy Man 2024. Amazon is fully stocked with paperbacks, with Kindles, and with hardcover books. If you need, let's say you run a library in Cincinnati and you need good Medicare how-to books, what you do is you go to Amazon.com and purchase about 5 hardcover copies of Medicare for the Lazy Man.com, and then you will be fully stocked and able to satisfy your library patrons by pointing them to that direction when they come in and say, what information do you have for me about Medicare? You're going to learn in short order by reading my book, all the important facts about Medicare, and you will then be completely equipped for your eventual Medicare confrontation. And you'll come out the winner in that confrontation. So anyway, I'm going to now turn things over to Randy Carson, the engineer, the podcast coordinator, the podcast director, the guy who keeps this thing going like a finely tuned machine. Randy, it's good to have you joining us again today.
Hey, Doug. I'd like to sound all bright and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
I'm not that way today, because it's only 60 degrees, which, as you know, in my world, what is that? That is Arizona freezing.
Well, I warned the audience that you might be a little touchy today. I don't know if you heard that warning or not, but I wanted them not to be frightened by your change in attitude. You're usually such a cheerful guy. Today, it's hard for any Arizonan to be cheerful.
Well, everybody on the podcast is going to be shaking their head unless they live in Arizona. But bottom line is that when it gets down below 60, I put on my sweatshirts and my mucklucks, and I have these Nanook of the North gloves.
Sure. Well, and when you say 60, you're not talking about the high on a sunny day. You're talking about, you're not talking about the low in the middle of the night, the horrible freezing overnight cold. You're talking about the high at 3 or 4 in the afternoon is when the high temperature comes. If that doesn't make 60, that means the whole 24-hour period is completely miserable.
Oh, I know. And obviously, some of you on the podcast over the course of time know this, but I have a couple, puppy go outside runs every night.
And I'd say at least 8 or 10. Don't you have a lot of?
I've got it worked down to about 2, maybe 3 now, but bottom line, if it's only 60 during the day, It gets down into like the mid-40s at night, and that really is Arizona freezing.
Absolutely. It makes it very miserable. In fact, I'm wearing a heavy sweatshirt today because I'm surrounded with glass, and even my low-E glass that keeps the summer heat of the beating sun out of my office, it doesn't do enough to insulate me from what is going on outside, which is freezing again, as Randy said. So, yep, this is just something we have to live through, and we try to minimize the whining, but we fail. So we wind up sharing our whining with others.
Well, Doug's got his St. Charles Country Club shirt on today. It's a sweatshirt, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
And
It's
that's
a
and that and then he's in and he's in his office. So it really must be cold up there because, as you guys know, he lives up in the high country, but I won't say how high, but towards the latter part of the podcast, I'll measure it up for us.
Yeah, it's going to be unpleasant. I may actually take my leave from the podcast before Randy finishes it up. I talked to a guy in St. Charles, Illinois yesterday or the day before. He's a new client. And he said, how are you doing, Doug? And I said, well, how could I be doing badly? I'm in beautiful Arizona where it is. And I think it was like 71 degrees at that point when I talked to him. And he said, well, it's warmer than that here in St. Charles, Illinois. You should be up here enjoying this. And I said, how long do you expect that to last? And he said, maybe till tomorrow. And then it's going to turn bad. It's going to be back to normal, which would be highs in the 50s or less. And I said, well, you see, that's why in Arizona, every day, even if it's a crappy day, we have hope that tomorrow is going to be better. And
We do.
there's reason for that. It's because tomorrow is more likely to be better.
Should I do my impression of a local, weatherman?
Could I plug my ears first? Because yes, please do.
What's today going to be like? Sunny. What's tomorrow? Oh, sunny. Oh, what's the day after that? Sunny.
That's what they it's really not a tough gig to be a weatherman out here.
No.
When I and I've got my phone has an app that tells me what the 14-day prognosis is. And it's always beautiful and sunny, but it when we get close, there's always a day or two in the middle of winter that don't look so good, but they don't ever predict that out, 14 days or less out. They only predict it for the next day or two.
Yeah, it's kind of, those of you guys have been around for a while, I'm from Nebraska, but back in Nebraska, the weather guys or gals, they have it pretty hard because they go, oh, we're just going to get a dusting. And the next day it's like, 12 inches of snow on the ground. And then the
Well,
other day they go, oh, it's like snowgetting. It's coming tomorrow. And so you prepare and you get, all food, you get food, you get soda, you get beer, you get up in the morning. There's nothing.
there was a very popular weather guy named John Coleman in Chicago. He was there for years. Popular guy. I think he was on the ABC affiliate. And then he went off and started the Weather Channel. And he is the founding brains behind the Weather Channel. He's dead now, but the Weather Channel is owned by a guy named Byron Allen, who is a guy who also invents game shows and has all kinds of television type programming. But anyway, John Coleman, in the January of 1979, he had three near misses. He predicted a light dusting of snow or flurries on days when we got dumped on big time. And he learned a valuable lesson from that. He always predicted the worst. We're all going to die. It's going to be horrible. And then if it didn't happen that way, he would say, ah, we dodged a bullet. Boy, are we lucky. And he'd put
Oh,
lipstick on
yeah.
that pig. But he would
Oh,
always,
yeah.
because if it happened to be the worst, I mean, if that storm took a little turn and came right through Chicago and dumped a lot of snow on Chicago, he could always say, I predicted this. I told you so.
That's a very similar story. I won't tell you today because, as the nominal producer, I need to encourage us to move on into the good stuff. But someday I will tell you about how our low, little tiny town I'm from, how our hometown doctor 100% of the time predicted the sex of a baby for one of his pregnant patients.
Only one of his patients, or for each of his
No,
patients?
all of them.
Oh, okay.
He got every one of them right for decades.
Did he do like girls do at baby showers when they have a thing that they like a Ouija board that
It wasn't nearly that complicated.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look forward to hearing that story, but I think you've got a good point. We burned up quite a bit of time today goofing off, and we really should get down to beeswax.
We need to make some money here, Doug.
All right. Well, I'm in wholehearted agreement with that. So let me tell you what I want to talk about today, and then you guys can either hang up the listening audience, or you can maybe listen to my passion. I'm going to try to keep the passion muted, but this is kind of like my mission to help everybody who's coming, approaching the Medicare transition, everybody's coming up to Medicare, to understand two things. First of all, and we talk about this a lot, Medicare supplement is the far superior protection instead of Medicare Advantage. So we're going to concentrate on Medicare supplement because that is the protection against medical bills that everybody should have. And point number two, the best protection against Medicare expenses is not the most expensive Medicare supplement plan necessarily. In a lot of cases, it's a fairly reasonable cost, but over time, when there is a premium increase, that premium is going to increase faster than the plan that I recommend to my clients, and that is the high deductible or high value Medicare supplement plan. In our case, it used to be high deductible plan F, and that's what the content curator and I signed up for many decades ago when we crossed the line into Medicare. That has served us very, very well. But in 2020, along came high deductible plan G because they made F out of reach for anybody who is turning 65 after 2020, or actually after 2019. So if you're turning 65 in 2020 or later, you cannot get plan F anymore. So plan G and high deductible plan G are the two plans that I talk to my potential clients about, and I show them the difference in cost. And in some parts of the country, that difference in cost is very, very striking. So what brings all this up is I have a new client. He just enrolled, but he approached me not long ago on Monday of this week. So I think it was 4 days ago. I got a questionnaire from the website that Randy worked up for me. And this guy went to the questionnaire part of the website. He answered all the questions like, what's your date of birth? Where do you live? Do you have anybody living in your house in case you're qualified for a household discount, and just the questions that I need in order to get an accurate quote for him. And I sent him back the new insurance company Medicare supplement prices. Now, he lives in Miami-Dade County. I don't know when they became one county. It used to be Miami, and then there was Dade County. I remember that from the Don Johnson show. I forget what the name of it was, where they were out chasing drug dealers all the time, but something changed politically in South Florida, and it's now Miami-Dade County. So I did the quotes, the Medicare supplement quotes for the insurance companies that I represent that sell product in that area. And so a lot of people are trained to say, I want plan G. I want the best insurance there is against Medicare losses. And so if I have a bunch of Medicare expenses or if I have to go into the hospital, I want the best. I don't want to have to be spending any more money than necessary out of my pocket. Well, the federal government has dictated that everybody that is turned 65 in 2020 or later is going to have to pay a $240 deductible before Medicare pays any of their expenses. So everybody gets the $240 deductible. After that, the Medicare supplement can step in to reduce the impact of any further charges on your pocketbook. And there are two plans that I recommend. One is the Plan G, which is the most comprehensive plan available, and it will pay 100% of everything after that $240 deductible. But that comes with a price. And in South Florida, that price is very, very high. So the premium rates that I came up with for Plan G from Humana, from Mutual of Omaha, from my favorite company, United American, from Aetna, and from Cigna were all over $300 a month, generally in the neighborhood of $360 a month. The cheapest one was Mutual of Omaha, $313 a month, and that would be the one that my client would have purchased if I hadn't shown him the other side of that coin. The $313 is not a bad rate for a full-blown Plan G, but the other side of that story is so spectacular that that's why we're talking about it today. Now, I'm going to take a break here and see if we don't have some advertising that we can apply that will maybe make a couple of shekels for us so we can have a Christmas party at the end of the year. I'll be right back. All righty, we're back again, and we're ready to talk about the finest Medicare supplement plan that people can buy. And they're not told about this plan. I know for a fact that other agents will tell people they don't sell the product, or they will deny even knowing about this product. But the product that they should be looking at is High Deductible Plan G, otherwise known as High Value Plan G. Randy named it that a long time ago. That name is now in the book, and when people contact me and they say, I want to know about High Value Plan G, it's all because of Randy's thought process that they're saying that. Now, of the five companies that I quoted the regular Plan G on, and that was all, they were all over $300, some in the neighborhood of $360 a month. The premiums for the High Deductible or High Value Plan G are much more benign. Those premiums were $119 a month instead of $300 plus. Another premium was $102 a month, again, instead of $300 plus. And the third one, the best one of these, of this collection, is $76 a month. And that happens to come from my favorite company, United American, located in Texas. So if you live in South Florida and you want the finest health insurance protection against Medicare expenses, you could pay over $300, maybe $360 a month to get Plan G, or you can do what I recommend to get the High Deductible, High Value Plan G at $76 a month for a 65-year-old male non-smoker. So how is it possible that this turns out to be the best choice? Sometimes we get what we pay for, as I say in my book. And if you pay more for something, aren't you getting something that's better? Well, not really. And then you might ask, okay, well, that name, High Deductible, that's pretty scary. I don't like to have a big deductible. I've already had to pay a $240 deductible. Why would I want to pay a larger deductible? And what is that deductible? And my answer is, well, an insurance agent that doesn't want you to buy that plan will say that the deductible is $2,800, that you're going to have to spend $2,800 out of your pocket each year before the High Deductible or High Value plan starts paying all of your medical expenses. And you're going to turn to me and say, you're nuts if you think I want a plan that costs me $2,800 a month. If I get really sick, I'm going to have to pay $2,800 out of my pocket before the insurance plan starts paying my bills. I don't think so. And I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, you have been misinformed if that's the information you have. Either the person you talk to is lying or they're stupid, but that is not the way that High Deductible or High Value Plan G works. The way it works is that it doesn't pay your cost sharing from Medicare. It's not that you have to pay everything. It's only that the 20% of Medicare approved rates you have to pay until, if you've had a really bad year, you've paid 20% up to the limit of having paid $2,800 out of your pocket. And then the plan slams right to 100% and you don't pay a dime the rest of the year. Now, this is only going to happen in an unusual year for most people. The equivalent, if you get to that point, it means that you've had about $12,800 or more in medical expenses. Now, how often, how likely, how many times in your life have you had a year where you routinely spent upwards of $13,000? Not very often for most people. So that's why I'm saying for most people, maybe for all people, it is the best plan to offer. Now, what we've done is we've proposed a high deductible or high value plan G that has a $2,800 deductible only for the Medicare supplement portion. We've already talked about the deductible that Medicare makes you pay. And after Medicare makes you pay that deductible, it starts paying 80% of your medical expenses, expecting you to pay 20%. So let's say you get the plan G for $300 and some a year. And in this case, I've chosen the one that you were most likely to purchase, which is the cheapest one of all of the options on my sheet, my spreadsheet, and that is the Mutual of Omaha at $313 a month. Now, that is a plan that after you pay the $240 annual deductible to Medicare, that pays all of your other cost sharing. You won't have any other expenses for the rest of the year. And to get that plan, you will have to pay, if you're a 65-year-old non-smoking male in Miami-Dade County, you will have to pay a total of $3,756 for the year. So that's 12 months of premium at $313 per month. Now, if you do as I suggest and take a gander at the high value, high deductible Medicare supplement plan G, that premium is $76 a month for a 65-year-old male in Miami-Dade County who doesn't smoke. The annual premium, if we multiply that by 12, $912. So let's say that you are going to purchase the high deductible or high value plan G, and you, instead of the cheapest available plan G, what is the difference in cost? Well, you will save. If you have no medical expenses at all, you're going to save $2,844. Now, that's an incredible savings right there. But if you get sick, you're going to be spending some money at the doctor's office. Medicare, after that $240 deductible, is going to pay 80% of that cost. You're going to pay 20% of the reduced Medicare approved amount. And so you're going to be paying maybe for a doctor's office visit, you're going to be maybe writing a check for $20 or thereabouts. 20% of the Medicare approved amount is going to be a very small number. You will have saved a ton of money every month by taking the high deductible or high value plan G. So every time you write a check for $20 or so for your portion of the cost sharing, you're still saving that month. You're saving like $150, maybe $200. Here's the deal. If you have a really bad year and you've taken the high deductible plan, you will still be money ahead because the difference, the savings, the difference in cost between the plan G and the high deductible plan G is so large that even in the worst case year where you have to write checks totaling $2,800 and then you're Medicare supplement goes to 100% for the rest of the year, you are still saving more than that deductible is. So that's the incredible math that works in certain places to make the cheap plan actually the best choice for you. In this scenario, you will have saved so much money that even if you have the worst year of your life, medical expenses out the yin-yang, like you've had a knee replaced or something huge like that, you will pay the $2,800 and you've still saved more than the deductible or than the plan G would have cost you. So rather than having to pay the total plan G premium, which is $3,756 plus the deductible of $240, that's a total of almost $4,000. You, instead of paying $4,000, will only pay $900 and something plus the cost sharing, the $2,800 that you'll pay out of your pocket. You'll still be money ahead with the high deductible, high value plan. And that's in a worst case scenario. If a worst case scenario never happens, you'll be stacking up the savings every year for the rest of your life, or most years for the rest of your life. It's incredible how this magic works in your favor in certain areas where the insurance environment, the political environment, has driven up the cost of the regular plan G, the one that you would most likely purchase without being informed about the existence of high deductible or high value plan G. So you have an immediate advantage right there. Now, finally, let's talk about what happens in the future. In the near future, there's going to be a rate increase. This insurance company cannot maintain those rates in the inflationary environment that we're enjoying right now. Isn't that wonderful that we're suffering through inflationary environments? But we have, with many presidential administrations over the years, because otherwise we wouldn't sit around and enjoy talking about how cheap candy bars used to be when we were kids. A nickel candy bar was a big deal. Now that candy bar might cost a dollar. The economy has been so poorly run in several administrations as to dilute the value of a dollar, and that's inflation. So what happens with an insurance company who's offering a series of Medicare supplement plans? The medical bills that they have to pay are increasing because there's a lot of medical inflation going on. And so they have a, let's just deal with the very rich Plan G, the very comprehensive coverage protection for you against medical expenses. And let's talk about the, what I call the high performance Pontiac GTO of Medicare supplement plans. And that's the high deductible or high value Plan G. That has a much smaller premium. So if the insurance company says, okay, we got to raise our rates, we're going to be losing our shirts if we don't raise the rates, and so the customers will be paying more of the cost. Well, when they raise the rate on the expensive plan, it's going to go up a certain amount. When they raise the rate by the same percentage on the high deductible, high value plan, it's going to go up a much smaller amount. So let's say that you're in Florida, you're paying $313 for that Plan G that pays all of your bills after the Part B $240 deductible. Well, if you get a, let's say a 10% rate increase just for purposes of illustration, you're going to be paying $31 a month more for the coming year. So 31 times 12, whatever that works out to be. But let's say that you paid attention to my magical mathematics and you're only paying $76 for the high deductible or high value Medicare supplement Plan G, you will then have a 10% rate increase of about $7.60 a month, much smaller than that rate increase of $31 a month. And this compounds over the years. So this rate increase comes along when you're 76 or 66. And then maybe you get a rate increase another year or two later, and another one a year after that. Let's say that we have a series of presidential administrations that cause inflationary trends to continue far into the future. Every rate increase that comes down the pike is going to increase the expensive premium more than the inexpensive premium. So if you've got the expensive but very comprehensive coverage, that coverage is going to get very, very expensive more quickly than the inexpensive, high deductible, high value plan coverage. Even in out in farm country where you might pay, well, let's say Tennessee, you might pay $29 a month for the high deductible plan. And you might be paying $110 a month for the Plan G. Well, you're saying that's a no-brainer. I'll take the Plan G every time if it's only $110 a month. But when the rate increase time comes around, let's say the insurance company wants to raise the rates 10%, and maybe it's 2 years down the road. Maybe you've had the same rate for 2 years, but it's time for the insurance company to increase the premiums. Well, if you've got the $110 plan, a 10% increase is going to be in the neighborhood of $11. If you have the $29 plan, your increase is going to be less than $3 if it's 10%. Imagine how that continues on into the future. When you're 80 years old, you're going to be writing big fat checks for that Plan G because the premiums will have increased dramatically because they're a percentage of the expensive premium. On the other hand, if you've got the high deductible, high value plan, you started out with a much smaller premium. The increases came along, and it's still going to be a much smaller, much easier to pay premium, but still giving you excellent protection. So this is my mission in life, to try to instruct people as to the value of the high deductible, high value Medicare supplement premium. And it's a continuing labor of love that I'm going to keep at until I'm stricken with some sort of irreversible or, you know, laziness could come along and strike me and then I'll stop. But I'm going to be repeating this lesson for people that missed it down the road. So join me every time you feel like it. And if you need to make a decision that's different from the one you've made, give me a call and I can see if I can't help you learn to enjoy the benefits of high deductible plan G. So Randy, you're the one that gave it that name, high value, and it really stuck.
I did. And I think, you know, I'm not putting a feather in my hat or anything, but I think it's more clearly more descriptive than high deductible because, you know, as you said earlier in the podcast, high deductible, that's a scary name.
It sure as heck is. By the way, I was going to touch on this, but I didn't. Headline in a newsletter that came out from our favorite actuaries at CSG Actuarial. The headline on this newsletter is Average Medicare Supplement Rate Increases Trend Higher in 2023 and so far in January of 2024. The rate increases that we're seeing now are higher than typical over the last bunch of years. So I just wanted to share that. It proves my point that if you've got an expensive plan, it's going to get more expensive more quickly than if you've got the plan I recommend, the high value plan. I'm sorry, Randy, yep. Go ahead.
10% of 1,000 is a lot more than 10% of 10 bucks.
Yep, absolutely right. You'll never catch it. The 10% of 10 bucks will never catch up.
And the other thing I would like to point out for you guys that are all mathematicians and you're over there pounding on your calculators as we speak, look up the concept of compounded interest, because that's what we're really talking about. Although it's not compounded interest, it's compounded premiums. So anyway, long story short is we need to sign off. We've spent our 75 cents. But before we do, I've always got a couple things I want to mention to you. You can reach out to Doug and he enjoys every one of these emails at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. Doug is licensed nationwide to help you with your Medicare supplement planning. Don't forget that. Check us out at the website, medicareforthelazyman.com. We would also appreciate it while you're hunting around the internet. If you find a place to drop a couple reviews on the content that we produce, we would certainly appreciate it. The numbers are all important to the business that we're in, podcasting. But last but not least, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate it. We have you right where we wanted you listening to us with the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. And if you weren't tracking on your watch, I always remind you, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy originally from Oklahoma. And as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, he's now living in the high ground behind Cave Creek, Arizona. And because it's so cold, I'm going to put him in at about 5,000 feet.
Well, that's better than usual. So I appreciate it, Randy. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure hosting you, and we'll look forward to our next opportunity. Bye-bye.